Morning, everyone. My name's Angela. The usual pastors are out, so we've been assigned to lead the devotion for this morning. And this morning's devotion I've entitled Waiting, Waiting on God. And it's essentially from a devotional book called Daily Grace. The passage from the word is taken from Psalms 37:4, which basically says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." On the issue of waiting, how many of us here in this room normally enjoys waiting in a traffic jam? I guess very few of us. Another instance of waiting is waiting for an elevator. And I think one of the hallmarks of being in Hong Kong is pressing the close button when you've got people approaching and you hear footsteps nearing that elevator. It's a sign of impatience, this concept of not wanting to wait. How many of us in this room, for instance, wake up and look forward to our visit to the MTR station at rush hour, just between, say, 8:30 to 8:45, when it just feels like sardines? I think not very many of us enjoy that waiting process. Another example listed is, how many of us watch the clothes in the dryer finish their course? Sometimes it's just so impatient that we just force that washing machine dial to end the process to get our clothes out. I'm not sure about you, but that's what I do. Most of us effectively don't enjoy these things. And the reason is that all of these things, all of these processes requires waiting. And what is waiting? Waiting effectively is a forced pause. It's like pressing that pause button on your video channel when you've just come up to a really good bit. And it's effectively valuable time wasted whilst we do nothing. And for many of us who have been praying over things, we've been waiting on God. And we, many of us, would feel that same way about waiting for him and waiting for him to deliver the answers or to deliver the to answer the requests that we've been seeking him for. The Bible tells us that it's his timing and not ours. And for, I guess, people that are very impatient, the type A person like me, it's not an easy process, because you're sitting there and you're doing nothing. Whereas there's many of us who fall in the category of do to get the result that you want. But there are many things in life, and there are many things that we seek God for, that you can't just do and rely on your own actions, but you really have to wait on God's timing. And this devotion reminds us that it's his timing that's the best, not ours. It's not our determination of when we are to receive. It's not our determination of when we are to get the answer to that prayer request or that thing that we've been seeking for. And God's ways are always better than our ways. They're higher, they're better, and they're more productive. And normally we don't see this until after the fact, okay? After it's all happened, and could be sometimes years down the track, and sometimes we might not even be able to see it. But we have to just press on with our prayers and petitions, with the knowledge that it's God's timing and his ways are better. And we might not necessarily be convinced of that, or see the reason why he had to have us wait for so long. But we just have to trust that that is part of his plan. And even though it doesn't feel like that, a lot of this impatient time where we're seeking and trying to do, it causes us to be fretting, pacing, fidgeting. And we are reminded by the author of this devotion that unlike traffic jams and MTR rides, the elevator example that I talked to you about and waiting for the wash cycle to finish in your washing machine, remember that waiting on God and waiting for his deliverance of his promises is never a waste of time. So instead of sitting there being impatient, like I'm often, wringing your hands and wondering when God will decide to move for you and to move on your behalf, take the time to thank him. Take the time to enter a period of praise and thanksgiving, even though you haven't received, all right? Even though you're still in a period of waiting. And instead of getting frustrated about not having read or not having received the answer to your prayer, change that focus into something positive. Change it into a prayer of thanksgiving. Thank him in advance that he's heard your prayer. Praise him in advance that he's the Lord of your life and his delivering of your answer to your request will be in his perfect timing, because his ways are higher than ours. And his promises, be thankful for that. Be also mindful of all the past times that he's delivered for you. All the past times that you've been praying and praying and praying, asking for things, that finally he did give you he did deliver on his promise. So remind yourself of all those times that he's come through for you in the past. Remind yourself of his grace and his unfailing love, and all the times that he's intervened on your behalf. Because it's so easy for us sometimes just to focus on what we don't have and focus on still what we need to be answered. But we forget about all those things that we've already received in our goodies bag, all those things that he's already blessed us with, all those times that he's already come through for us and that he's already delivered on his promises. So have the right frame of mind and bear in mind his past deliveries. Thank him for the opportunity that he's given you in this period of waiting, that it might be a preparation for you. It might be a preparation for your life in preparation for receiving the answer. And just pray through it that your heart is ready for the changes that he'll bring to your life. So instead of using all that period of time fretting and being impatient about his being yet to deliver on your promises, spend that time doing all those things. And it is true, because waiting can be tough, but waiting for God can be a blessing in disguise. It can be a period of preparation, the time that you need to get your heart or to get yourself or to get your mind right in order to prepare yourself to receive the answer when it's given to you. And it's true, his best, his answer is always the best way and in his perfect timing. And as difficult as it is for us humans to wait and wait, let's just trust that he knows what he's doing and he's in control of the timing upon which he delivers his promises to us. Thank you. We could just meditate on that verse, on delighting ourselves in the Lord, and that he will give the desires of his give you the desires of your heart. Okay, thank you. let's just pray for our community. There's a number of people who are friends or family of members of SP who are sick. There's a number of people who are suffering from cancer. So let's just pray for Connie's aunt, Jamie Donaldson's friend, Mary Restrate's father, and Sujin's uncle. There's also a number of people that's presently going through chemotherapy now. Pastor Sam's aunt, Lizzie, Jongmin's pregnant cousin, Yong Kyun Song, and Jennifer Kong. Also, just pray for the Chong's brother-in-law, Vince, as well as Rayfield's friend's son, Jeremy Kong. And salvation, there's still a number of people on the list. Krista Chi's aunt, Rachel Ngan's uncle, Wayne's grandmother, Juhi's auntie, Tim Tang's mom, and his sister as well, Angie Leung's father, Ken Chen's dad, Ken Chen's cousin, Pastor Sophia's mum, Cadence and Rain's dad, and Jin's mom and aunt. So can we just lift them all up in prayer? There are Alan Lunsford, Tracy Wang's uncle, Leanne Cheng's dad, Matt and Nate's mom, Ashley Blair's dad, Ashley Blair's brother and grandmother and mom, KJ's mom as well, Samuel Buchanan, P. Colin, Pastor Jimmy Stewart, Aria's dad, and Pastor Sophia, Pastor Ed's mom-in-law, Evelyn and Yong Cho's, as well as Becky Sine. I just ask that you would lift every one of those friends and family, as well as members of SP, up in prayer for divine healing. For miraculous healing. Thank you. Father, everyone, Father, on that list, Father, I just ask in Jesus' name that they would be, that you would just enable them to really recover from their conditions, Father, that they, that their bodies will be healed. Thank you. there's a number of us in our church community who are seeking jobs, and I just ask that you would lift each and every one of these members up in prayer. Provision, Father, and you are an unfailing God, Father, that you would meet their needs, that you would meet their need to provide their jobs and be their Jehovah Jireh. In this instance, Father, I just ask, Father, that you would shorten the waiting period for them. Just miraculously, Father, just have lesser people on these lists, Father, and provide jobs for them. In Jesus' name we pray. And for the mission focus, let's just bear in mind Japan and Thailand, and in particular Rachel, as well as Waninda Oberg of Thai Care. Also bear in mind North Korea, which is it's constantly under, their churches are constantly persecuted. And still we're just dealing a lot with underground churches. So bear in mind these three countries and the missionaries that we have that are working in these three countries, Japan, Thailand and North Korea. And Father, I just ask that you would just cover these three countries. May your will be done, Father. May your gospel, may your word be spread, Father, in these countries, Father. And let the missionaries be powerful, Father, that they will be effective. Enable them to effectively spread the good news. And we also lift up to you the SP ministries of Noah's Ark, the nursery, the youth ministry, and the men and women's ministry. I just ask that Father would just bless these ministries, Father, enable them to flourish, full of members as well as helpers and volunteers from SP to just lead those ministries and to facilitate all the various classes that go on. Just lift up those ministries in Jesus' name. Father, just lift up to you, Noah's Ark, nursery, SP, you, Father, and let them flourish, Father. Father, thank you. And the house church focus for today is Conduit Road House Church, Island House Church, McRobinson, and Elements. So just lift up these four members, these four house churches, and the leaders that are leading these four house churches, and all the members in them. I think you just spend some time just praying for yourselves. Thank you.